I don't know about you, but I am shaken. Every time I read of the story, the account of Jesus and his suffering, of his arrest, of his mockery of a trial, I'm taken. Today we celebrate the triumphant entry of Jesus Christ into the city of Jerusalem, which began the week that we call Holy Week. He came in and rode on the colt of a donkey, which had never been ridden before. And the people treated Jesus like the king that he really is. They were laying down their coats and their cloaks along the road instead of a carpet. Along with branches of palms, they waved them to him as he was coming into the holy city. The Gospel of Matthew describes it this way. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" Matthew 21:9. Seeing Jesus exalted in such a way really ticked off and disturbed the temple leadership. Am I being blunt? But that's the truth. Matthew says this, "But when the chief priests and the teachers of the law saw the wonderful things that Jesus did, and the children shouting in the temple area, 'Hosanna to the Son of David,' they were indignant." To put it simply, they had just about had enough of this Galilean getting so much attention while they were not. He would have to die. And so as we recalled this morning, that even in the first century, Jesus was exalted on that day, on that Sunday, going in to Jerusalem. And that week truly culminated with the supper, the Last Supper, a Seder meal on Thursday night. And shortly after, he was arrested and then taken, had a mockery of a trial. And they gave him 39 lashes. The number 40 is significant in Hebrew scripture. 40 days was the flood. Jesus was in the desert and tempted. 40 days and 40 nights he fasted. But they could not and would not make it 40 lashes. So they gave him those 39 lashes. They gave him a crown of thorns instead of his own crown. He was ridiculed. And then they made him carry his cross. You see, if you've ever been to Jerusalem, the way up to the cross, the Golgotha, is uphill. The way of the cross, the Via Dolorosa, is all uphill. He had to carry that heavy cross uphill. It's just amazing. If you walk that, you say, "He did this for me." As we prepare for Holy Week, which will truly culminate with our Good Friday solemn service online at noon, please speak to the Lord. Ask him why he did this for you. I think you'll be truly blessed to know how much he loves you. And look forward to the day when we see our triumphant King again. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.